From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting the deadline on Iran nuclear negotiations is extended. International negotiations on Iran's nuclear program have been extended a week to July 7 after the self-imposed deadline to reach a comprehensive deal June 30 came and went. At the White House Tuesday, President Obama cautioned the U.S. would walk away from a possible deal with Iran if he is not convinced it would block Tehran's path to building an atomic weapon.
There has been a lot of talk on the other side from the Iranian negotiators about whether, in fact, they can abide by some of the terms that came up in Luzon. If they cannot, that's going to be a problem, because I've said from the start, I will walk away from the negotiations if, in fact, it's a bad deal.
Mr. Obama said Iran must agree to a strong, rigorous verification mechanism on curbing its nuclear development program. The talks in Vienna are believed to hinge on the scope of inspections and the timing of the lifting of sanctions hurting Iran's economy. Liberia Tuesday announced the return of the deadly Ebola virus 7 weeks after the West African country was declared Ebola-free with a positive test on the body of a teenager, the first confirmed case since May 9th. Bernard Don, the country's health minister, said the 17-year-old male died June 24 and was safely buried after the body was swabbed for testing purposes.
The sample was sent out for testing. It was sent to the laboratory for testing. On receipt of this positive result, the incident management system activated a team to conduct a detailed investigation in the area.
Liberia's deputy health minister stressed there is no need for panic. More than 11,000 have died of Ebola in West Africa in the past 18 months. This is VOA News. Indonesian officials say more than 140 people may have perished when a military transport crashed into a residential neighborhood on the island of Sumatra. More than 70 are known dead so far after the Hercules C-130 slammed into a hotel and two homes in Medan shortly after takeoff. The plane was attempting to return to the airport, experiencing engine trouble. Greece is officially in default after missing a nearly $2 billion loan payment to the International Monetary Fund. European finance ministers decided against extending a bailout program for Athens, which would have enabled it to meet its obligations to creditors. The ministers plan to hold further talks Wednesday. Greek businessmen hope for a quick solution. Konstantinos Mikalos is head of the Athens Chamber of Commerce.
Our major concern, as representatives of the business community, is the 650,000 businesses that are still standing up. We are losing 59 businesses per day. 600 jobs are being lost as a result of this economic policy, and therefore we need to find an alternative solution.
Greece's next hope would be for the IMF to agree to a Greek request to extend the loan. Tunisian officials say the gunman who killed nearly 40 at a Tunisian hotel beach resort last week was trained at a jihadist camp in Libya last year. The officials told Western media the gunman, Saif Rezgui, trained in Libya at the same time as two other Tunisian gunmen who killed more than 20 at the Bardo Museum in Tunis in March. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility for both attacks. British Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond acknowledges the IS group poses a significant security challenge.
I think the thing that's changed is the spread of ISIL into the ungoverned territory of Libya, a neighboring country to Tunisia. We've been dealing with ISIL in Syria and Iraq. We have a significant military operation in Iraq where we're delivering the second largest number of airstrikes against ISIL targets. But as ISIL has spread across Libya in this ungoverned space, it has posed a threat not just to us but to the neighboring countries, which sadly we've seen realized in this attack in Tunisia.
Many of those killed near Sousse were British nationals. Dozens more were wounded. The UN says another 10,000 Burundians fled the country over the weekend ahead of Monday's controversial parliamentary election. Since the country's turmoil began with the decision by President Pierre Nkurunziza to seek a third term, more than 140,000 are believed to have fled to neighboring countries, including Tanzania, Uganda, the Democratic Republic of Congo, and Rwanda. The French Defense Ministry says two French soldiers have been suspended over child abuse allegations in Burkina Faso. They're part of a French force of more than 200 soldiers involved in anti-terrorism operations. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Coming up on